All right, you all know the drill. When your number is called, step forward and repeat the phrase you've been given. Understand? Number one, step forward.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Powered by Infuse Energy, affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, two in the books, 1 hour to go. It's the big show. It's The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5, and of course, SportsMap 94.1, as we welcome the mappers into the show, as we run the gamut of all the different things that we can cover in 1 3-hour span of time to try and entertain you with sports and other things. Barry's here, Nick's here, I'm here, and of course, if you're on the map and didn't catch the first 2 hours, compliments of ESPN 97.5, head to ESPN975.com, check on the show tab where you can catch up on the previous hours you missed via the podcast, and while you're there, download the app so you can take us anywhere, everywhere, and never miss an hour of the show.
Speaking of that, yes. Somebody asked, hey, are you guys, where the hell did it go? What just happened? Are you guys on tomorrow? I just found out we're getting the day off for the morning of President Bush. Yeah, we will definitely be on tomorrow.
Indeed, we will.
No way that they're giving us a day off
in for that. Studio.
For sure. So are they really giving people?
Yeah.
Listen, I'm not going to slight a dead man, but are we really giving people a day off that aren't even going to the funeral?
Well, so here's the other thing. So, you know, because
what?
When he gets flown back, I believe it is tomorrow night, then the body is going to be put on the special 4141 train that is painted. Everything looks like Air Force One that was made for him. And there's going to be a train procession.
Well, I'm sure that wasn't a waste of taxpayer money.
And evidently the train, once this last mission is complete, is going to be on display at the Bush Library at A&M.
Good thing we spent all that money for one train ride.
No, I think it's been around. I think they've used it for other things at Union Pacific, but they're now going to retire it because of the passing. But it's going to be a slower than normal procession that goes starting in spring all the way to College Station.
And Spring, Texas?
Oh, yeah.
My hometown?
Yeah. Because that's where the train station
what
is
time
where they're
does
starting
it leave?
This. But what I'm saying is
there's when a train station
it's mid-afternoon, Old Town Spring.
Wow, that's weird.
So they're saying that as this procession with the train heads between here and College Station, that schools are being let out early as well so
to
that they can
see.
Because a lot of them have view of the tracks and everything like that. So there's a lot of these things going
okay.
on.
Okay.
Yeah.
That still sounds wishy-washy to me. I don't know about letting somebody off just for that. I don't know.
I do appreciate that the man is being,
you know,
held in high standard and in high regard.
I do too, and I will give you some perspective on what Facebook is like. Now, I just want to point out, everyone listening, this was not me. I saw this on Facebook, so save it, okay?
Mm-hmm. Political disclaimer, you're about to...
Yes. Someone had posted. Now, I would remind you that this someone, I'm not going to name names, but this someone is an ex-Marine.
Okay.
And he posted...
Oh, AJ Hoffman.
No. You don't want to put this on him.
Oh, it's bad?
He basically posted, George Bush died, good riddance. And people were like, what? You're an a-hole. And he was like, look into the Bushes. They were terrible people. And I was like, what?
Really?
So he starts posting about how they were like... You know, you always hear about like the skull and bones and the elite and the oligarchy and all that. And he was like, they were a big part of that. And like, there were quotes from George Bush about if they ever found out what we did, they would hang us in the streets. And I was like, man, that's a long way to go once a dude dies.
Is that legit?
You know, it just depends. Do you believe conspiracy theories on YouTube?
Because I had something similar happen with someone with
depends.
All the Facebook posts, too, where someone said, you know, he cheated on Barbara, and that was kept under wraps.
Now, that I could understand.
And I was like, wow.
I mean, look.
I was like, why try to poo-poo on the man's name now?
You're trying to say Barbara wasn't too attractive even in her younger days?
Look. I feel like Barbara was never young. I don't ever remember seeing her.
Remember, she might have had a cast at one time.
Well,
I'm just saying that might have upped the ante for
me. I mean, no, she wasn't my style, but whatever. Look, I'm just saying there are a lot of conspiracy theories out there about the Bushes of whether you believe them or not, but I can tell you that there is a contingent of people that are not sad that our 41st president has passed away. And it's weird. It's kind of, to me, it's almost the same as like you saw some folks kind of wanting to say things about Bob McNair after he passed about the whole inmates running the prison controversy.
And they did.
Yeah. And so it's, I just feel weird disparaging a person that has just passed away.
I agree. I totally agree. And
maybe,
I hadn't heard
that. In 5 years, do a documentary about how evil Bush was. But the week that he's passed just seems a little
too
soon.
And the thing is, too, the Barbara George
story. I'll save the link and read it later, though. I'll bookmark it.
It's like an American love story, just from the notes. They saved the notes from the first time they met and how he still wrote her notes all the time and love letters.
I tell you what, people talk about him, but I've always heard that she was a wonderful human being.
I've heard that as well.
A wonderful person, a kind, compassionate woman. And, you know, I think you could do a lot worse with a first lady, for sure.
Absolutely. Yeah. But it is... When, like, 3 days before he died, I got a Facebook notification saying you
that
have
he was
a
gonna die?
Well, you had a had a memory.
Oh, there's your conspiracy.
I had a memory, a Facebook memory, and I had taken pictures of it. I was at a UH game on the field, and Bush was there, and I took pictures. So I just shared
with
it.
With him?
Well, no, he was just right there
him.
In front of me. Yeah.
It would have been cool if you got a picture with him.
It would have been fantastic. I would have loved to. I mean, that's the first thing a lot of people were doing when
Didn't he
did
grab somebody's butt one time and got in trouble? Maybe he would have done that with you.
No.
Maybe he just squeezed off a little Sharara.
Talk about making it dirty.
I'm just saying, wasn't
that
a thing? Wasn't that one of those? Didn't somebody come out like when not when he was like a young President Bush? I'm talking like a year ago, when he was just barely functioning with his motor skills, and somebody's like, he grabbed my ass. That happened.
Really?
Yes. Tyler just shook his head. Yes, that's confirmed.
I didn't remember.
Tyler
if it
knows
was
everything.
Him or not,
so if he says yes,
then is there an age you're allowed to do that? Like when you're like 99 years old.
Well, he was what 90, 93, 94?
I don't know, but he was 94. An old ass dude in a wheelchair.
I feel like once you pass 87. You can just grab ass, just whatever. I mean, like, you don't know no better. You can just say you don't know no better. And look, if I'm 88 and some, like, hot 23-year-old's like, can I take a picture with you? Like, but I might grab your butt. But, yeah.
I can just see it. Did you just grab my ass? Yeah, I did. It's not bad, honey, but the Stairmaster can tighten that thing up.
I'm 87, and I'm a lot of, ow, that hurt. I don't have any feeling in my face, but that should have hurt. That would be, yeah. No, I'm just,
I don't have a feeling
teasing,
other places
obviously.
Either, so you shouldn't be upset about that.
I'm teasing about doing it, but I'm not teasing about him doing it. That was the thing.
I think I remember hearing something vaguely about that. But then Linda Laurel last night during the mayor's ceremony in downtown talked about, because ironically you mentioned Bob McNair, that she had to do something, I believe it was for a charity function, where she interviewed McNair, and he said, fine, but you have to come to Kenny Bunkport because I'm actually spending time with George H.W. Bush. And Linda Laurel said, at that time you could tell he was starting to, his motor skills and everything were diminishing, but yet he was so upbeat and so happy and easy to be around. So,
yeah. Three texts real quick and then we'll move on. Love you, Barry, but what in the hell are you wearing?
A hoodie.
It's a hoodie. What's wrong with this hoodie? Do you have a problem with my hoodie?
No.
I didn't feel like there was anything wrong with this hoodie. It's just a hoodie. I'm sorry that I'm wearing a hoodie that has some colors on it and, you know, a bit of fashion maybe with some stripes.
I mean, it's more than a sweatshirt.
Send me a picture of what you're wearing, weirdo. I don't even know who this is. I just assume
there's
they're
so
weirdo.
Many of those that we can just retaliate.
I
with.
Just assume they're a weirdo. I like this. I just got this in the mail like 3 days ago. I ordered this from American Eagle.
Okay.
I think it's quite nice. It's dashing, actually.
As long as you think maybe that not, way, that's maybe all that matters. Dashing.
You ever wonder how Barry always knows weird porn fetishes? Hey, man.
Spends a lot of time on the road, brother.
I don't know if you.
Gotta keep it light. Gotta keep it moving.
A lot of lonely nights in a hotel room on the road, player. And then AT&T said, Perry, stand up. You sound better. Shut up, sir. You know nothing about that.
Ma'am.
No, AT&T. I'll text you no tweet.
Right.
Who, by the way, is going to come to Vortex, he said. So we'll see if that actually happens. Or
you
if
think you might miss the bag and punch it?
If he's skirt or not, we'll find out. So
there's a chance you throw a haymaker that misses?
No, I wouldn't do that. Are you coming?
Well, then it might change, right?
I mean, sorry about that. I was four bags over. That's my bad. I'm wild. I don't know.
It's all right. I got your back, and I'll hit it too.
It would be so funny. We're there working out. We end up just slugging
it
out.
Sparring in the back of the room. And they're like, what are you guys doing? Working out.
They're like, this is not allowed. There's no boxing ring here.
We didn't see any rules on the door when we walked in.
I didn't
in.
See anything.
No, just give me that cold towel.
I don't know this to be true. I don't want to spread rumors.
You already did.
I'm not going to. No. What I said was factual. Tyler, the...
Wait. Before that, when you said your military guy on Facebook was...
Wiki Tyler confirmed what I said. So...
I was talking about
the other one? Well, I just said this is how people are being right now. That there's a small contingent of people that hate the Bushes. And that they can't even wait a week after he passes to start saying nasty things about him on the internet.
Nick
that was my
Bush.
Point. You hate Bush?
Not true at all.
I feel like you're not a Bush fan, huh? You don't like Bush, huh?
I'm a big fan of George Bush.
Yeah, George Bush, not dating history.
Oh, okay. Okay, I'm not
I
even...
will say this. At a Rockets game, he was so nice that I was standing in the VOM one night, and he was exiting after a game.
Uh-huh.
And he just unsolicited, just reached out and said, hello, young man, and shook my hand. I was like, man, the ex-president just shook my hand. That's pretty
That's
cool.
That's crazy.
Because you see what everybody was doing was saying how many different people came out of the woodwork to say, I met him here. He signed this there. He did this there. And you could just tell he was a man of the people, regardless.
I believe that entire story is true except for him calling you a young man. Everything else is 100%
actual. At the time it happened,
actual.
Nick, I was. Okay, I hadn't quite applied for Social Security yet. But yeah.
Somebody texted and said Bush was taking pictures with some models and he reached over and grabbed her ass. This is confirmed.
I believe it. I mean, dude, he's 90 in a wheelchair. Say again?
I thought you said lewd.
I didn't say lewd, no.
You said look. No, I had heard that too. But I mean, it was funny because that never got any traction, did it?
People, it did.
A little, but
it was right.
But I'm saying it didn't get to the point where.
Well, it was at the beginnings of the Me Too movement when it was really taking off. And so that's when everybody was coming out with their allegations and finally getting the truth out about what was happening to them. And this was one of them that came out. So. And then somebody, like several people have texted the show and said, Barry, why you're too old to be wearing American Eagle. No, I can wear whatever the hell I want. Guess what? A large fits.
There was no age restrictions on American Eagle, is there?
Yeah. First, you're going to tell me I can't wear Forever 21. Now I can't wear an American Eagle.
There's age restrictions on Abercrombie and Fitch. Everything else, you're good.
Oh, okay. Oh, well, thank you, Fashion Shirara.
Yep.
Thank you, Queer Eye for the Straight Guy. I really appreciate you. And your input. Thank you. You're fabulous, Nick. Don't let anybody tell you otherwise.
I'm absolutely
All right, guys,
fabulous.
I'm gonna tell you about. I just tried to cut him off. What did you say? I didn't hear you, bud. What did you say?
I'm absolutely
no one cares
fabulous.
What you said?
Absolutely fabulous.
All right. You know what else is fabulous? Saving money on jewelry. And that's why you need to call my guy, Mark Klein, at Klein's Fine Jewelry. It is the holidays. They are here. And I want you to have a happy wife. Because you know the saying, happy wife, happy life? We're going to make that happen when you get her jewelry. She's going to be happy. And you're going to be happy when you save money. And you're going to do that at Klein's Jewelry. Don't go to these box stores at the mall. They rip you off. It's the markup, the overhead, everything that you're going to pay for. It makes no sense for you to go and spend money when you don't need to. Call Mark Klein at Klein's Jewelry. Whether it's rings, pendants, bracelets, earrings, watches, if you need to get that stuff repaired for the holidays, if you need new stuff, he can even make you custom jewelry. That's what he did for me and my wife. I had promised my wife several years ago that for our 10-year anniversary, I would upgrade her wedding ring. And I did just that. And she had something very specific in mind that she wanted, both in the diamond and in the way the ring was designed. And Mark nailed both of them, made my wife super happy. Got me out. I don't even have to buy my wife a Christmas present this year. So if you buy her a Christmas gift now that she loves, maybe you'll get out of birthdays next year. I don't know. But it's worth a shot. Give him a call. This is his cell phone number, 832-316-1388. 832-316-1388 is Mark Klein's cell phone number. Call him. He'll quote you over the phone. He'll tell you exactly what you're going to pay for what you're looking for, and it's going to save you a ton of money. If he doesn't answer, he'll call you back, but also you can check him out at KleinsJewelry.com. That's KleinsJewelry.com.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, back on the Usual Suspects, final hour of the three-hour extravaganza. It's Nick, it's Barry, it's Joel in studio as we continue to check on the sports of the day as well as other things. We try and keep you entertained. This just coming in, the Washington Nationals have signed starting pitcher Patrick Corbin. One of the most sought-after, if not the most sought-after pitcher on the free agent market, is now a member of the Washington Nationals. When you look at that, there is a trickle-down effect when it involves the Astros. But with that being said, the word out of New York Yankees camp is that Brian Cashman will now turn his attention to re-signing J.A. Happ, but more importantly, focus on Nathan Eovaldi, which means that aside from the Red Sox and the Astros, who were the two front runners going after Eovaldi, it looks like the Yankees and all their money are going to want to get in on the discussion.
Never good news when
the evil empire
when they're in on whatever kind of talks as far as contracts and players go. So,
and I ask you, because now the Nationals have added Patrick Corbin. Mm-hmm. They have traded for catcher Yan Gomes, a former All-Star with the Indians, as the Indians not doing quite the fire sale that the Mariners are, but they're obviously open to trading a lot of their big names. They've signed a couple of relief pitchers as well. Are they saying that they're using money that they had earmarked for Bryce Harper and now they're moving on? Or are they trying to entice Harper by going, look, now we got a frontline pitcher that goes along with the two other frontline pitchers that we already have in Strasburg
and Scherzer.
And Scherzer, right. Yeah. And then, you know, you got yourself an all-star catcher, and you're filling holes and adding pieces. Which way you think they're leaning?
It's interesting dynamic and question, because you're right. This could be them showing that they're all in, but it could also be saying, you know what, we're going to move on and focus on pitching and other things, right, and try to build, you know, build off of what we have and not count on him being back. If I had to lean one way or the other, I think they're putting their best foot forward to entice Harper to stay. But the safety net is that if he doesn't, then they still have a quality team.
Sure.
So it's probably a little bit of both. Like, hey, look, we're willing to play, and we're willing to add to a team that already has a pretty outstanding pitching staff.
Yeah.
Man, and the risk just got richer in that regard.
You can't worry about 2 years from now when you deal with free agency of your own players and you worry about Garrett Cole and you worry about Justin Verlander. At the same time as they go for it, they also don't want to make silly, stupid, or overpaying type decisions as well. So, you know, interesting to see how it all plays out. And with the winter meetings getting ready to start, you got to believe the hot stove is going to really heat up here in the next couple days as all the general managers gather in Las Vegas and everybody starts talking about anything. Because it's real easy right now to figure out who the buyers and the sellers are at the top of the list and the bottom of the list. The bottom of the list, fire sale and everything, Cleveland and Seattle. Top of the list, willing to spend money, the Phillies, who were hot and heavy after Corbin, and they want to get into some more discussions, including Manny Machado. The Nationals at least are spending money.
And I tell you what, man, you know, Scherzer and Strasburg get a lot of credit, but Tanner Roark is a guy that can deal as well. And he might slide to the four slot. So he's actually your four now. And a guy that is a legit three and on a lot of teams might be a two. So the Nationals, from a depth perspective in this starting rotation, starting to shape up a lot like this Astros rotation was last year, and that they've got a couple of ones. They've got a guy who maybe a 1-2, several 2-3s all the way through there, maybe 5 or 6 or 7 in the rotation. So it's getting to be a deeper rotation for those guys. So that it's a team I thought would have done a lot better this year. They're making moves even without Bryce Harper that I think that they're going to be set for a while.
And they have some younger players as well, so they got some younger players to build around. So the fact of the matter is they got a nice mix there, and they're proving that, hey, even if Bryce Harper goes to greener pastures and greener, I mean money, they can still find a way to be more than competitive in the National League.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think it's them saying, look, we're trying, but even if he walks, hell, you still got a pitching staff that's going to probably end up being one of the top two or three in the National League next year.
And there's other bats that you can kick the tires on to try and fill the, because look, the thing is with Harper, going into the season, we were talking about a $400 million deal. Now, we don't know because nothing's done yet. It'll be interesting to see what he signs for, but because he had a less than stellar year and a less than Bryce Harper type year, that number has started to go down and dwindle in terms of what he thinks he's going to get or what teams think they're going to give him. Just like with Machado, you're not seeing people knocking down his door with offers right now.
Nope.
And in a lot of cases, they're making, like, the Gene Segura move with the Phillies. The Phillies were looking at Machado, but at the same time, if the price got too high, hey, look, they got an all-star shortstop that will fill the void if they don't end up getting him.
And there's plenty of names out there to be had. I mean, I don't know. Adam Jones is a name that exists as a free agent. He probably goes back to Baltimore, I would think.
Ooh, I don't think so.
But he loves that city, man.
He does.
He really does. But that's a name that's out there. You've
now,
got
remember,
guys...
he had his swan song. He basically was doing the whole farewell tour and taking it from the fans, knowing that there was a chance he's going somewhere else.
But if he signs, I mean, you know, money talks, right? But yeah, there's guys... a pretty decent second base market, too, when you think about Kinsler and Murphy and those guys that exist out there. You've got, again, Machado that's an option. So there's even at the DH spot, Nelson Cruz is supposed to be a free agent. So there are some bats out there if you don't get to re-sign Harper that you can go after. I would have to pull up specifically the outfield, but that's what the next week or so, going into this weekend and then next week in the Hot Stove League, it's going to be really interesting.
You want the numbers on the Corbin deal?
Yes.
6 years, 140.
Dang.
He cleaned house.
He got paid.
When you're talking about in the 20-plus mil for 6 years?
That's
for a guy
lot.
That had one good year?
Yeah. Yeah, he got paid. That is for sure. Good for him.
No doubt about it. All right, we're going to continue to roll on, too. There's plenty of stuff to talk about as we get close to the final half hour of the show. Really not much to talk about with your Houston Rockets.
No.
The debacle last night, a 19-point lead in the first half, which you felt slipping away right at the end of the second quarter, and then got outscored by almost 30 points in the second half.
Yeesh.
How's that defense treating you?
What
good
defense?
Lord, they made Jeff Teague look like a sniper last night. He's just wide open, knocking down threes, cutting into the lead, and bye.
I mean, I know you still have to make them, but damn, do you have to leave him wide open?
Seriously.
Can someone get a hand in his face?
It's because he didn't get to shoot it because someone decided to pass him up after he was knocking everything down. Oh, but I think it was Robert Covey. I'm like, selfish, just give him the ball. He's got another wide open look to make four in a row. God. All right, we got a half hour to go in the big show. Don't go anywhere. It's the usual suspects. ESPN 97.5 and, of course, SportsMap 94.1.
I see you in NY. I'll send you an invite. You gonna need you a pass. That's the code that we live by.
We ready?
From the first down to the first bite, ESPN 97.5 and Saltgrass Steakhouse present the official ESPN Houston app.
Now, this is top notch.
Download today.
Back for the final half hour, the usual suspects on a Tuesday. Barry, Nick, and Joel in studio at the Gal Media Complex. SportsMap 94.1, ESPN 97.5. Brian McTaggart, as well as Ken Rosenthal of The Athletic, both reporting. A deal is in place for the Houston Astros with catcher Robinson Chirinos, coming from the Rangers after the Rangers failed to offer him a qualifying offer for next season. It looks like the Astros have a deal in place pending a physical, and there's your catcher for next year. I like it. From the minute that he was available, I thought, still young enough, pretty good stick, but really good behind the plate. I think he'd fit in with the culture of the Astros. I think it's a good signing.
Yeah, he kind of blossomed in 2017 once Lucroy struggled a little bit with
Jonathan
the Rangers
Lucroy,
when they went out and tried to make a splash by getting Lucroy, and he struggled a little bit. Numbers down from 2017 last year, and that's okay. You wonder how much of that was because of just being on a bad team.
Yep.
And we've seen that where guys' numbers will suffer because he's on a bad team. You know, I mean, you still expect a guy to get on base. But if you're asking, I think he's a top 10, top 12 catcher in the majors.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's a good move. You've lost Brian McCann. Who was old anyways. I think he's better if you were to say, well, where does Chirinos rate against guys like McCann and even, hell, Evan Gattis, if you want to do that? Way better than either of those guys, in my opinion. And young enough where he can still contribute. And he's not young, but young enough where he can still contribute on the field.
And what did this also tell you is...
Because McCann and those guys played older than they were, too.
Is Luno is going to be looking elsewhere than JT Realmuto now as he continues to build this roster for next season. He took a shot. He took a stab. If they demanded Whitley and or Tucker, he's moved on. He's made a signing behind the plate, so now it's time to look elsewhere.
Sounds like a discussion we had earlier.
Yeah, well, you know, every now and then it's like a blind squirrel.
Oh, I was going to try to see what his market value was. Does it say?
I got no numbers on the actual deal or otherwise.
Because I want to see. I'd be curious to see if he's so SpotTrack doesn't have a market value for him. His last contract, in 2018, he made $2.2 million.
And the Rangers passed on an option that they had.
Yeah.
Team option for next season.
Well, that'll be interesting because they may have gotten, you know, a top, like I said, top 10, top 12, maybe top 15-ish. But I think he's in the upper third of catchers in the majors. And if you got him for a good rate, that's how you build a good baseball team. You can't have top five guys at every position. But if you can add a guy that's maybe between 10 or 12 rated amongst the majors and get him at good value, then you start to really build a quality baseball team.
When you talk about the machete, when you talk Maldonado, you talk about all defense,
defensively,
no offense.
Defensively, he's outstanding. Well, one of the best in the majors at throwing out runners and behind the play, even though he sucked in the playoffs.
So you've got a guy.
Defensively, he sucked in the playoffs with pass balls.
He absolutely did with pass balls. So now you've got a guy that's probably, as you reckon to believe, I'm with you, top 10, top 12 on both sides, hitting wise, fielding wise, and you're getting him at what I would assume, based on what we saw the Rangers were paying him, at probably a pretty fair price. So now you can spend that money elsewhere. You didn't have to give up anything to get him, and now you move on, whether you address the designated hitter, you address the outfield, you already got Marwin's replacement, and of course you're working on trying to get at least one more starting pitcher. So you can tell now that Luno's turned the page on the catcher and is moving on to the next.
Yeah, Romuto was a guy that was obviously targeted because he had a couple of years of arbitration left, so he had some team control. He was young. He's 27 years old. If you got him this year. So I get why you go after a guy like that, but if you feel like the price tag is too high, it's not like they settled. It's not like they're like, well, we'll just bring Brian McCann back and watch him limp around and miss two-thirds of the year. They made a move for a legitimate catcher that should provide some value behind the plate.
And essentially, you assume that the exact numbers in the deal for McCann, which was in the $2.1 million range that the Braves gave him, you're probably going to pay in that neighborhood to get a guy that's a lot younger, a lot more productive, going to be behind the plate pretty much every day that you need him, and is going to be more reliable on a daily basis.
Yeah.
So that's a good get for them. So now I guess with the winter meetings, Jeff Luno will start looking at starting pitchers and maybe designated hitters / first baseman.
That would be my guess.
Yeah.
Yeah. I noticed that one Nicholas Chiarara turned his list in already.
I saw that too. That is
cheating
a first.
Ass Nick.
That is a first.
Cheating.
We agreed on the theme. There's no cheating involved, sir.
Old,
you know, Barry, during the break,
Nick.
I was thinking about changing it up. Maybe changing the
I'm with
changing
you. Let's
the theme
go with
for tomorrow.
Sure, go ahead. Because you know what? I can produce these lists like ain't no thing. Like, it's just.
Oh, yeah.
Well, God bless the internet.
That's what you're known for, is just banging out lists on time.
You've seen that list. I know every song on that list that I emailed you.
Every song on this
you
list.
You have never, since we started doing Way Back Wednesday, produced a list the day before.
Never.
I was
never.
Thinking about that. I think it's true, but I want to say I did it at least once, but maybe I'm
no. Siri wasn't available that day.
What list are you thinking of? Do you have any inkling of what it might have been? Was it a topic like...
Oh, like, it was the cartoon food? One that y'all shot down.
Oh, yeah, you did have
it.
That's true.
That's what it was.
Yeah,
that's
right.
I totally forgot about that.
Dumbass idea.
Yep. It was a dumbass idea.
Save the show there.
Yep. Got that taken care of quickly.
You wouldn't want to come back to Animaniacs?
No. Not in any way, shape, or form.
Animaniacs?
You didn't watch that show back in the day?
You talk about fixing people's yards, but you want to play the theme to Animaniacs on this show for a bunch of grown-ass
adults. 30 seconds. You go on for like half the show talking about
Safe
September and stupid crap like that.
A bunch of grown-ass adults that have yards, and you would rather play them Animaniacs songs. What an idiot. You just...
Did you put Baby Shark on that list?
Oh, I was going to play it. I wish I could mute, turn your sound down like you do me. Ugh. This is all you right now. This is you.
It's horrible.
Ruining the show.
Yes.
Thank you. At least people could, you know,
at least
relate
to it. At least you came to your senses rather quickly.
I can tell you, I've never watched the Animaniacs once in my life.
Me either.
Now, I'm old, so.
That's
fact. You know what? I didn't need your
input. Correct.
Were they like hippos looking characters?
Hippos?
I don't know.
Are you thinking of the Teletubbies?
No.
Oh. I didn't know what you're thinking
Well,
of.
They were popular in the 90s, and in the 90s,
Is
you kind of got made
like
fun of
or
for liking
cards.
No.
I thought they were ducks.
They were not ducks. That's DuckTales.
Oh.
Neither one of us are really looking spry at this duck point.
DuckTales were actually ducks. Go figure.
Thought it was a hairdo.
Somebody wants to know, hey, Barry, are you getting the Concord 11s this weekend? Well, I'm going to try.
I am too.
It's on my list. I am certainly going to. You said there's going to be a lot more, you think?
Yeah, from what I had heard from our resident sneakerhead, Jose. Jose asked me if I was going to get them because I got married in the low tops. And he said that unlike some of the other re-releases Nike's done recently, they plan on releasing over a million pairs.
Nice.
So the chances will be greater than some of the other re-releases they've done recently with Jordan.
Since I've been into sneakers for several years now, I have, even before I was really into them, I always wanted a pair of Concord 11s. It's always been, it's like a bucket list shoe for me, as I think it is a lot of folks. Uh-huh. So that would, I don't care. See, I'm not like one of those sneakerheads that's like, well, I want it to be exclusive and there's only 100,000 and I got a pair. I don't care. I just want the shoes because I like the way they look.
Yeah, it's a
that's
good look.
Yeah. I just like the shoes. I don't care if everyone else has them. I have them. That's all I care about.
Yeah.
If I started caring about what people thought about my clothes, I would cry every day on this show because of all you mean people.
Okay, you'd worry about being an old guy wearing American Eagle.
It's exactly right.
Did you see Westbrook give away his shoes at the end of the game? It was like a road.
He's been doing that recently. He's throwing at
people like
Patrick
Beverly did a basketball.
He as he leaves the court, he did the post-game interview for
that's
the Thunder
gross.
TV broadcast. Oh, it's fantastic.
Disgusting.
He finds a kid with a Westbrook jersey on. And if you can
road,
just see.
Road
here's
game.
My sweaty,
he did one on the road,
sneaker.
He did one at home.
Great.
And you see this kid, like, mouth wide open in complete shock, like, oh my God, he gave me his shoes. Dude, growing up, that
that's
was
disgusting.
The thing, man.
It's
that was the
sweaty.
Thing to get shoes from a player?
Stinking ass.
Dude, it probably did stink, but I'd still take it.
Got,
I ain't gonna lie, I'd probably be like, no,
I have
dope.
My collection of game worn shoes from back in the day.
Anybody ever give you like a jock strap? Or
nope.
No?
Mm-mm. But they pay you because they got fined a lot. They would pay me when I was the locker manager for the Bucks for the visiting team. The hotel was across the street. If you ran across the street to get their socks and jocks and whatever bag and brought it back so that they didn't get docked, the tip you got, which was
$50 to $100
as opposed to being
money
fined
tip.
Like a couple $100 by the team, they were like, hey, man, here's my room key. And when you came into some of those rooms, you're like, what the hell were they doing last night? But at the same time, saved them a couple hundo, and you made some money on the side.
Somebody texted and said, it's okay, Barry. My dad is 48, and he still wears American Eagle. There you go.
Skinny jeans?
I'm rocking some skinny jeans right now.
Okay.
Yeah, this came with the order.
It helps to support
American
the leg
Eagle.
When you're standing for a second.
It does. Yeah. It keeps the blood flow. It's like compression jeans.
Easy on the calves.
Yeah. Keeps me from getting
extra support.
Keeps me from getting spider veins. I don't even know what those are. I just know old people get them if they don't wear compression socks.
I think my mom had them. But
did she?
Yeah. Maybe those varicose veins. I don't know.
Both.
All right, we're going to continue to roll on. We got one segment to go in the big show. Then we'll put a bow on it, turn it over to the Blitz, where Fred, AJ, and John will take you home till 7 o'clock. Before we do that, though, I do want to tell you about the good people at Gallery Furniture. The holidays are upon us. Maybe you're going to be entertaining some family and friends during the month of December, and you know your furniture is just not up to par. Well, now's the time to go to Gallery Furniture. They're open late every night, all 7 days a week until 10 p.m. The three locations to better serve you, including the Grand Parkway location between Katy and Sugarland, the Galleria, and the mainstay I-45 North exit Tidwell Parker both ways. Regardless of which one of the three locations you choose, the deals are going to be the same. The customer service is going to be out of this world, and you're going to get solid wood American-made furniture from brands like Stickley and Tempur-Pedic, Stearns & Foster. And right now, the deals that they have going on are fantastic. You spend $4,000 or more in furniture, you get 40% of that back in accessories. So you can get end tables, maybe you can get a couple lamps, some paintings for the wall or a rug. It's all where you get back for buying at Gallery Furniture. And the Astros deal has been a double down situation where if the Rockets win it this year or the Astros win it next year after you spend $3,000 or more on mattresses in the bedroom section, you get the mattresses for free. So you can double down on your purchase and at the same time know you're getting quality furniture. It's going to last a long, long time. And everything that Max says in his commercials is everything they're going to do, which means you see it on the showroom floor, you're going to get it. There's no back order slips. What you see is what you get, and you will get it delivered within 3 to 4 hours of your purchase time. And the most important thing is everything that they say every single time on every commercial is exactly what they're going to do for you. Gallery really will save you money.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, welcome back to the show. Before we get into it, though, I want to extend an invite because I'll be at Vortex today working out, and I want you guys to get in on this because it is an outstanding place to work. All texting, no tweeting said he was going to meet me out there today to join the boxing class, and I'm inviting the rest of you to come work out and get a good workout in at Vortex. 1707 West Gray is the location. Type it in your Google Maps, see how far it is. Plan on meeting me there at 5:45. Let's get this workout in. They've got two options for you. If you don't want to do the boxing class, no problem. They've got the ride class for you, that spin class. Going to get you a great workout. It starts at 5:30. Both classes are 45 minutes long, so it's not an extremely long investment in time, but it is a great workout. I burn more calories doing a 45-minute boxing class than I do going and running for extended periods because of that. It's like high-intensity cardio, and, man, it really can knock out a lot of calories for you. And the classes are super cheap to get in, $25 for a spin or a rumble class. You can sign up for this $40 unlimited walk-in classes for 1 week. Try them both out as much as you want, and then from there you can figure out what membership you want to sign up for on a monthly basis with Vortex. They've got 48 bikes, 38 heavy bags. There's always room for you at Vortex, and the athletes that teach the classes are top notch. We had Trey on last week to talk about that Wilder fight, and he's teaching the classes out there. He's a boxer, so he's going to teach you not only how to box, but he's going to teach you how to get in shape at the same time and motivate you. That's the cool part. He's great at motivating you to keep going and not giving up. So you don't need equipment. You show up. They've got gloves and hand wraps you can buy. Everything's there for you, so you don't need to go buy anywhere else before you come. Bring your gym clothes. Be ready to work out. Be ready to get in shape. 281-501-3094 is the number. 281-501-3094. 1707 West Gray. Check them out online at vortextexas.com. Don't forget, I'll see you there tonight, 5:45, Vortex, Texas.
There you have it. So we got this final segment of the show before we turn it over to the Blitz. We recapped quite a bit today. Obviously, from a national perspective, the Urban Meyer story was top of everybody's mind. One of his ex-players, Brady Papinga, said that he was always intrigued and wanted to dabble in the NFL. But out of the press conference today, his quote was, he is done coaching. He has handed off the torch, and he is done coaching. So I would assume that's across any level, unless he wants to coach a little peewee or high school. But
that would be
then he would cheat there.
Yeah, that would be interesting to if he's going to take a job later. Because that's what I suspect is I wonder if he gets this health thing out of the way a couple years down the line, if this is a temporary retirement, or is he just like, I'm done. It's not worth it. He's made a lot of money. It's not like he needs the money, so...
No question about it. Hey, Nick, you want to talk about this? This was crazy. You were telling us before we got on the air today, this crazy deal where first it was Sacha Baron Cohen that was getting all dressed up in character and getting people, like politicians, to say a lot of racy things that ended up getting a lot of people in trouble. And now there's this what is it? It's a voicemail app?
Yeah, it's an app called Cameo, and it's a...
Word up.
It's essentially a personal shout-out app.
Okay.
Where you can pay one of your favorite celebrities to record a customized and tailored video for you. A video that he records and essentially sends to you. Now, Ninja, the famous video gamer.
Okay. Yes.
His wife was super excited to get one from Brett Favre. And Brett Favre is one of three people who are absolutely duped by the situation because they were paid to read anti-Semitic messages. Ooh. And now celebrities like Andy Dick, Soulja Boy, and himself, Brett Favre, are pretty upset with the situation. $500 a pop people are paying.
Is that worth it?
How do you get tricked into reading anti-Semitic messages?
We got to look at some of the
Wait
problem
a minute,
is I never saw the entire clip.
You know how Charles
clip,
Barkley
but...
is with a teleprompter. If you put a teleprompter in, true. You just start reading. It's like, oh, $500 for me to read this? Start the recording now.
How do you get tricked, though? Because you're like, hi, Georgina. My name is Brett Favre. Thank you for watching this video. I hate... Wait a minute. You can't. I'm not reading that. Like, how do you get tricked into reading an anti-Semitic message?
Yeah, unless there was some kind of, like, language or something that he didn't understand. But remember now...
Oh, so this is a Latin phrase that means seize the day or something? And you're like, it's just really a phrase in Latin that means I hate the Jewish people or something? That's just weird. I don't know how you get tricked like that.
I mean, it's a hell of a deal, too. If you're the guy going, hey, for $500, I just read this and I'm done? Yeah, done.
I think we should do that for the Usual Suspects. We'll record you a personal voicemail message for $7.
They thought they were supporting U.S. veterans, and they were.
You're, oh, you're on it, Joel.
Yeah.
10?
Yeah.
They had good intentions, at least.
Who?
I mean, like Favre and so, because they thought
good
they
were. Well, good intentions, easy money.
Or just greed?
Yeah.
That's true, too. But if you say, hey, man, we'll pay you $500 and we'll also
it.
Support, you'll get to support totally the it. Veterans, I think you'll say yes, yeah.
Really? It says, Favre, who charges $500 per personalized video, wrote that he had previously fulfilled more than 50 of these requests without having an incident, which means he's cashing in, and assumed that the request, which included references to patriotism and an American research ship, stemmed from my interest in veteran affairs. But however, Favre was instead contacted by the GDL group, which stands for Goyim Defense League, and is allegedly run by two white supremacists and YouTubers.
That's- yeah, because he wrote, he said, quote unquote, "Let the small get you down," which referenced the USS Liberty. It's an American ship in the Six-Day War that the Israelis thought was an Egyptian ship, and they actually shot that one, the American ship. So that's what the reference was, and that's why people were upset.
Yes.
So at least in Brett Favre's case. I didn't see the transcript for Soulja Boy or for Andy Dick.
Wow.
But yeah.
So he came back with a written apology and said he was donating the $500 fee to charities that support the fight against hate and bigotry.
Good. That's good.
But he ain't giving back the other 50 requests. Well, $500
and that sucks that people are out there taking advantages of celebrities, you know, willing to do this for money or not. I mean, it does take your time, and yeah, you're getting compensated well for it, but
You wanted it. It was there's obviously a demand for it, and
well, that's what I'm saying. Like, who's not going to, dude? Look, if they come to us and say, and I joked about doing personalized voicemails, but if Gal comes to us and says, hey, we're going to do a thing where if any of the suspects want a voicemail, at $50 and we're going to split it with you, 25 each, and you just create them a personalized voicemail, you're telling me that none of us are going to tell them no?
Right.
No, I'm totally doing it. The problem is they got tricked.
No, I'm not saying that.
At the same time.
I'm not saying that.
That kind of sucks.
Get so. Trey involved in it again, like movie moments?
Yeah.
Trey, you have to say that Barry's your dad. No, I'm not saying really that. I don't care how much. I'm eating pizza in a dumpster. I'm not eating that. No. So, all right. It's been a good show, fellas. We've been rolling around. We covered a lot of ground today. If you missed some of the news of the day, and I'm sure that Fred and AJ will catch you up as well. But we mentioned that the Washington Nationals have won the lottery, so to speak, and they've signed Patrick Corbin to a monster deal as a starting pitcher, so he's off the market. Now, supposedly, the Yankees are in with the Astros and the Red Sox to take a look at Nathan Uvalde, so let the games continue. Other than that, Urban Meyer retired. That Kareem Hunt, there are three separate incidents the NFL is looking into before they discipline him and see what his fate will be.
Your boy El Jefe chimed in on Twitter before we get out of here. He said, okay, I'm in for the voicemails. I'll need one from Joel.
Okay.
I need him saying, I hate the Rockets and the Rowdies. That should come natural.
Well, let me put the bill in the mail. And then once you get to the price, the price is right, and I will say it.
Pay the man. Hell, I'll say it if you pay me.
No doubt about it.
I'm a whore. I'll do it. Whatever.
What if Dallas pays you to say Houston sucks and you would do that?
How much?
Disrespectful.
How much?
What if Dallas paid you to say that they're cleaner city and
I'll do that for free. How much are we talking pay wise for the Dallas thing?
$100.
And I'll give you 50 back. I'll do it for 50.
Wow.
Sober, you have to eat a piece of pizza that fell on the ground. And
how much are we talking?
Bobby Knight came out of the restaurant.
Now you're going to have to go into the thousands with Barry because there's a lot of germs there.
If we're going to do that, how much would it take for me to eat pizza off the ground?
$200.
Nope. No. Not for $200.
$500.
What if you had to see the ground that it landed on?
I'd do it for $5.
I said we have to get into the thousands. That's $500.
That's $500,
but you get to see the ground that the pizza landed on,
yeah,
right?
I get to watch you just go outside and the parking lot.
That's
you
not
drop
what traded.
It
that's not what traded.
Doesn't matter.
What
that was out of a dumpster, by the way.
So? You got to eat out of a dumpster,
pizza,
sir.
And I drop it on a piece of my dog's dung in the backyard.
Not horse poop.
$500?
No. But if you just walked outside onto that parking lot, dropped a piece of pizza on the ground, and paid me $500 to eat it, I would do that.
Okay, let's do that tomorrow.
Okay, bring $500.
I would do it, too.
You're bringing $500.
I'll have to raise $500 because I'm not paying $500 out of my pocket.
Yeah, well, once you have the $500 and a piece of pizza, because I'm not buying the pizza either.
Maybe we can trick one of these interns into donating.
I doubt it.
We have sponsors.
They're way too smart for that. They're the smartest kindest.
You can't kiss up now. It's too late.
Is it too late?
Pink Valkyrie says $7 for the message. It should be $9.75 for ESPN 975. Well played, ma'am. Well played.
I feel like there's an indirect shot there.
Why?
$9.75.
Well, it wasn't going to be $975. There you go. Ain't nobody paying for it. Brett Favre's only getting $500.
When a message for me, $975.
No, $97.50. $97.5.
That's fair.
Yeah.
Why? Yeah.
But why $9.75?
Well, we're cheap.
And we're not Brett Favre.
That's true, too.
Speak for yourself.
Okay, Ledge, stay away from Jen Sturger if you're going to go that route.
Yeah.
All right.
Nick out here sending D picks. I knew it. I knew it.
Well, there's something I'm not going to even touch. All right, so another good show in the books tomorrow, Way Back Wednesday. The official theme, Barry, is?
Songs about committing a crime. Not with the word crime in it. Songs about a criminal act, committing a crime.
Safe to say that the list that's already been tuned in will be gone over with a fine-tooth comb between now and then.
I will be every word of every song.
So there you go. Something to look forward to Way Back Wednesday tomorrow. Until then, we hope you guys have a great evening. For Nick and Barry, I'm Joel. We'll talk to you tomorrow, everybody.
And I didn't know if they sniffed their own farts or not. Yeah, boy.
You can now listen to all your favorite shows on the Amazon Echo.
Oh, sweet, dude.
Just say, Alexa, open ESPN 97.5.
Now playing ESPN 97.5.